So of course, I don't know what your initial reaction might be for those of you who have heard and participated in this for the first time. I know mine. My first initial reaction was kind of a defensive one. It's like, wait, I'm not that bad. No. Yeah, well, I'm comparing myself negatively to David, but David did this. I never did that. And I think that that ends up misunderstanding the, and here I'm criticizing myself for my initial reaction, that ends up misunderstanding the point on a number of different levels, the point of this service. First of all, this is poetic. It's poetry. And like all poetry, in order to say something and really have it come across with full force, you need to sometimes overstate things. Because often, we're so numbed, particularly when it comes to our own sin, we're so numbed that we just don't get it. And in fact, that initial reaction is probably necessary for us. We probably have to start by saying, wait, no, that's not me. I'm not that bad. And then as we continue to participate in it and reflect on it, we start to realize something. We start to realize that these sins that we're reflecting upon, that we have in the scriptural witness, I've participated in them myself. I may not have done them in the same way that, say, David did, but I've been unfaithful. I've been unfaithful to God. I have allowed anger to control me. I have allowed I have betrayed trust. I have done all of these things. And then the third and last thing to consider, I think, is that ultimately we are responsible before God for only one person. Myself. And that means that all of those other sins, which I am contemplating, that I am thinking about, so that I can compare myself and think about myself and really understand the depth of my sin, that initial reaction is setting myself up as a judge. I'm not the judge. God is the judge. And the only one whose sins I am responsible for are my own. That means that I am literally the chief of sinners in terms of my own reckoning. There is nobody else that I can ultimately compare myself to, because to compare myself to somebody else is immediately to fail in the task that is set before me, the contemplation and the taking of responsibility for my own sin. And so the comparison becomes apt. Completely appropriate. And one more thing that I think is important for us to consider. As we consider our own sin, our own sinfulness, our own failure to live up to the ideal, the high standard that God sets for us, that He created us to fulfill, as we contemplate, or really just begin to contemplate, how far we've fallen. There's another half of the equation. The other half of that equation is God's mercy, God's love, God's forgiveness. Because even in the midst of it, even in the middle of that service, that the meditation that we just went through, we reflect on the mercy of God. That God is calling us to repentance. And He is freely offering us repentance. And we need both. We need to deepen our understanding of our own brokenness and sinfulness. This is the only way that we can truly begin to repent. It's the only way that we can stop judging our brother or our sister. It's the only way we can begin to understand them as they struggle with their sin, and we see that struggle and sometimes participate in. So we need to deepen that understanding of our own brokenness and sinfulness, but at the same time, we need the antidote for that. We need to keep in mind the love of God, who is not willing that any should perish, who wants all of us to come to salvation and to the knowledge of the truth, and who is waiting, like the Father waiting for the prodigal son, to embrace us, to adorn us with every rich, all his riches and privilege, and to welcome us home as his children. May we, as we consider our own brokenness and sinfulness, turn to God, return to him like the prodigal son, that we might be to his glory, the glory of the Father and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.